Acts chapter 4 this morning. We've been challenged the last several weeks in reading the book of Acts because Jesus had one thing in mind when he called his disciples to his side, and that was to birth a kingdom. Church being part of that, but Jesus was birthing a kingdom, and because of that, he was getting ready to shake everything that could be shaken. The known world at this time was about to, if they weren't impacted by Christ, they were going to be. And it started at a very, last week we talked about James or John and Peter coming to the gate beautiful. And the lame man who had not walked ever walked and leapt and praised God and entered the temple. And they had a 3-hour prayer, they had a 3-hour meeting because it was 3 hours later in Acts chapter 4, close to the close of the day, that the Sadducees and Pharisees sent people to get them. 3-hour meeting, much like this meeting's going to be. At least I got a laugh. Let's read in Acts chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Now, as they spoke to the people, the priest, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them, and they put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of men came to be about 5,000. Well, these guys couldn't do anything wrong. Even when they were being arrested, people were being saved. Think about that. We talk a lot about, you know, revival. We talk about that a lot. We pray about that a lot. How many know when revival comes, it just floods? Jesus is glorified in revival. The head of the priest was Annas. He was said to be the high priest according to Rome, but many Jews still followed his father Caiaphas, seeing him as a true high priest. And confusion was reigning at the moment in the Sanhedrin from this time to the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. They never really got their footing. And they were already on the outs because on the day of crucifixion, A couple months before this, on the day of crucifixion, the temple was rent. There was an earthquake that shook the temple, and it never really got their footing again. But when they killed Jesus, when they crucified Christ, they thought, finally, we've shut the guy up. And all of a sudden, here's Peter and John speaking and doing the same thing as Christ. The church will always reflect Jesus, if we're in God's will. If we're in God's will, we'll always reflect Jesus because Jesus, in the most genius fashion, reproduced himself multiple hundreds of times in each one of us. So that he could be effective not only in just a select few, but in everyone. Here he was showing this in a very simple manner. Here John and Peter, you know the story. We went over it. You've read it. You've talked about it. I hope you've been praying about it. Lord, use me also. Here they were just going to a prayer meeting and they shook the city. Here's two of his followers who talked and walked the same way as Jesus did. What were they to do? Annas and Caiaphas were Sadducees who denied the resurrection from the dead and the existence of angels or spirits of any kind, and they certainly didn't believe in signs and wonders. So here they were, I mean, the whole crowd, now you got 5,000 men plus women and children that got saved. You got multitudes in the city. They're absolutely turning everything upside down, and they couldn't just get rid, before they could just crucify the leader, and hopefully get rid and disperse the rest. And they had the crowd on their side a couple months before this. The crowd said, crucify him, because they were afraid they'd lose their freedom. Anybody there?
Yeah.
Number one, they were disturbed. Religious people who want to humanize God and deify man will deny the power of God. Religion tries to say that Jesus is not who Jesus is in this hour. Every bona fide move of God is challenged by religious people. The status quo is always threatened. They were preaching in Jesus. He was very much alive. They thought they'd killed him, but Jesus was right there in Peter and John. Religion always stands in the way of the sinner. Religion always stands in the way of the sinner. I can't get any amens? Religion always stands in the way of the sinner. Religion says there's got to be all kinds of things happen. The moon's got to be lined up and the thing and this and that and everything else. And people have to look one way and do it. Jesus just wants to touch somebody and heal them. Jesus just wants to give His power to us so that we can touch the masses. This wasn't just some ideal being preached. This wasn't just something that said, you know, we've got a good idea. Here was a man standing before them who was lame from birth. They couldn't deny it. And that's what has to happen in this hour. The undeniable proof through signs and wonders in our communities and in our state and in our nation.
Amen.
We've got to let Jesus be Jesus, folks. Every manner of evil exists when we start parsing the word, taking only what we agree with. We've got to believe the whole word of God. Power of God unleashed crashes at the very base of the religious message. The power of God preached crashes at the very base of the religious message. It's got to topple. It's another God. It's another idol religion. They could not stop the power of God, so they attempted to stop the people being used. The lies and deceits, the persecution, the false teachings, they will escalate. At the same time, one of the reluctant things that we don't want to look at, but we must in this hour, is that yes, we want the power of God to move, but watch out for the religious people because they'll want to stop us. Sinners don't want to stop that thing. They want, man, it's like the dinner bell for the lost. You mean there's someone that can, Obamacare is going up 50%, but Jesus can heal me? It won't cost me anything. I'm there. But as we will see, this does not halt or even deter the plan of God. Many were saved and the number was now 5,000 while they were in jail. The power of God is in spite of what's happening. Verse 5 says, and it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Well, you talk about success. Here they were going right before the Sanhedrin, the ruling party. Here they were asking him, by what power have you done this? Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That's good preaching. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, for bold, bold people. Not only were they disturbed, they were determined. This was the same council that Christ faced. This was the same people that Christ faced and was condemned to die. Peter and John were the two that were standing there. John had been right with Jesus, had stood at the gate and let Peter in at the trial. Peter was outside looking in and John was right there. So they knew they were right in the middle of what had happened just a couple months previous to this. Peter's denial and John's support probably came right to the forefront of where they were at. Peter, though, was not the Peter that was standing by the fire trying to stay warm. He was now had the fire of God in him. He wasn't standing by a fire. He was the fire. Don't ask Peter if you don't want to know. By what power have you done this? Hello. See, they were determined to squash this thing before it began. They were determined to find out what they already knew concerning the disciples' authority. They knew what they were going to hear, but they were hoping they didn't. I don't know why people want to ask simple questions of Spirit-filled Christians. I don't know why news people have to ask, are we against homosexuality? Hello, do you know us? Let me introduce myself. I'm a Christian. Yes, I'm against that. Are you against mixed marriages? Hello? Don't ask if you don't want to know. You just want to keep the fires of confusion stirred up. But every time we answer the same. And there's coming a day, see, if you stand on the freedom given to you by your government and not on the authority given to you by heaven, you will be ineffective in speaking the gospel. I am not limited by my government. I'm limitless in Christ. My government, I need to respect, I need to honor those in authority, I need to obey the speed limit, I need to pay my taxes. I can't encourage committing murder to any government official. I've heard some Christians in these last couple of weeks say some terrible things. Human life is precious. We can't say we stand for human life and want somebody to die because they disagree with us politically. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. There's power in the name of Jesus. What's the wisdom in the Holy Spirit when Peter addressed? Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. And I did a little study on that. You know what filled with the Holy Spirit mean? Filled with the Holy Spirit. He was filled anew that moment with the Holy Spirit. Aren't you glad that the Holy Spirit continually fills us? I'm glad I don't have to go on that one filling 35 years ago. I was filled with the Holy Ghost this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was filled again while we were praising and worshiping. But watch what he did. He addressed them with respect. He didn't say, you bunch of dummies. You've asked me this before by what name? Haven't you seen us in the streets? We were here for 2.5-3 years going through Jerusalem and out in the outlying areas. What do you mean in whose name? Who do you think I serve? He said, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all. He addressed them with respect. He addressed the object of the miracle, a helpless man. We need to stay with the facts. When God moves, we factually say, God is moving. He's touched. He's healed. He's delivered. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Look at the results of Peter's obedience. Because he was obedient, because he said to the man, silver and gold have I none, but what I do have I give to thee. It would probably most unlikely if he'd have said, hey, can I get together with you Pharisees and Sadducees and preach the gospel to you? Nobody would do that because we knew the Pharisees and Sadducees, not only did they kill Christ, but later they would behead, have James beheaded and all kinds of stuff. But here Peter got to speak to the ruling class of the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin Council, because of a miracle. Let's use our heads. I like to sit down with the leadership here in Rochester. I like to sit down with the leadership in Indiana. How we do that? Signs, wonders, and miracles. He addressed it to them, the one responsible. He said, it's because of Jesus. Any light that we shine on us becomes that which is taken away from Christ. It's not about me. So-and-so is coming to town. Gather everybody. He's a man of God. She's a woman of God. Let's go see all the power. Why, I hear that lightning comes from them. It's no wonder we're laughed at. And he didn't hedge. Peter didn't hedge. He addressed to them their sin. He said, whom you crucified, whom you murdered, this is the power that's resonant in me. You will never go wrong preaching Christ. You can talk all day about God, but when the name of Jesus is mentioned, things happen. We could talk all day about God. God is in heaven. When we name the name of Jesus, demons tremble. Angels stand up and take notice. Because why? At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. That power is not going to come someday. He's not going to earn it someday. Okay, Jesus, now your name is going to be confessed on that day of judgment. No, his name is confessed as King of Kings and Lord of Lords now. There's not a demon in hell doesn't know who Jesus is. He addressed the issue at hand. The only way to get to heaven was Jesus Christ. Look what he said. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's not doctrine. It's not religion. It's not piety. It's not legalism. It's not works. It is, was, and always will be Jesus. He is the one who came to rescue all of mankind. My Jesus. He's the one. He's the one who plowed through the doubt and unbelief of generations with signs, wonders, and miracles. My Jesus. He's the one who is called a friend of sinners. Am I in the right church? He's the one that baffled men, beat demons, busted idols, and broke the curse. He's the one who took the keys of hell. He's the one who took the keys of death. He is the one who took the keys to the grave. He is the one that ascended into glory. He is the one that sat down at the right hand of power. He's the one that said those three powerful words, it is finished. My Jesus. He's the one that opened heaven's gates for you and I. He is the one that is preparing a return trip to earth for his bride. Lacing up his Nikes. He is the one that will split the Mount of Olives from the east to the west. His scripture says when he sets his foot down, the Mount of Olives will split from the east to the west. My Jesus. He is the one to whom every knee will bow. He is the one to whom every tongue will confess. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah. To him be all the glory. 3 amens. Am I in the right church? That's the one we serve. That's the one who's coming forward. That's the one that wants to use us in this day. It's Jesus. And when Peter said the name of Jesus, that was it. No other name under heaven by which men can be saved. Wonder what the Pharisees and Sadducees and the wouldn't sees and couldn't sees. Wonder what they thought when they heard this. Jesus was more alive then. He's more alive now than he ever was on this earth. He's alive. My Jesus. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, verse 13, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed, that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it.
Hallelujah.
But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak to no man in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Peter said, yes, sir. Peter said, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. It actually says Peter and John answered. For we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing had been performed. They were defenseless. The naysayers and the finger pointers of today are defenseless against the power of God.
Amen.
They have every right to stick their finger and accuse those that are being religious, and nothing ever changes. But in the power of God, they are defenseless. These guys looked at them. They were aware of their lack of education. They were not trained men. They were not Levites. These were not men that were supposed to hold any authority, but they had authority. They knew they had been with Jesus. They spoke and acted on the same authority as Christ. What they didn't know is that Jesus was right there in both men. Peter and John knew who it was. The same power that confronted them before was confronting them at this moment. I wonder if Annas had that kind of moment when he said, or Caiaphas, when he said, do you claim to be the Son of God? And Jesus said, yes, and you'll see the Son of God coming in glory. And he ripped his clothes. Do we have any other thing that needs to be said? Crucify him. Take him away. Here it was right in front of him again. They knew that there was a definite miracle that had taken place. The man was well known. His condition was well known. The results drove the outcome. Many were saved. Do not be afraid to step out and to be used of God in the miraculous. If you are not experienced it yet, if you've not experienced it yet, you need to sooner than later. Take a step out and believe God for the miraculous. Watch your life be changed. Watch your healing take place in a body. Watch your marriage be put back together. What's the miracle of God? And He'll use you.
Amen.
If you say, God, use me, that's one thing that God will never say no to. If your prayer is, God, use me, He'll never go, oh, never mind, I got enough. I don't need you. No, God needs us to be used. These guys were direct. No more speaking in the name of Jesus. Miracles were fine, but not just don't speak in His name. It's okay, this guy's healed, but don't you ever say in the name of Jesus. And that's what we live in, a time in this nation where people don't want to hear the name of Jesus anymore. It's fine, we can have church, we can do miracles, we can do all that. Just don't say that name. Come on. They don't want to hear the name of Jesus, because when you name the name of Jesus, all kinds of things happen.
Amen.
Without the name, there is no miraculous. Without the name, there are no results. Without the name, key moves of God are not taking place. They are not taking place in this nation. Key moves of God are preceded by the exalting of Jesus and His authority. even with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will come and He'll tell you everything that I've told Him to say. He will not glorify Himself, He'll glorify me. Why? Because it's at the name of Jesus. Yeah. Notice Peter didn't say he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he didn't say, because of the Holy Spirit, this man is made well. It's the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. Peter again spoke plainly and respectfully to the council. He said, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. He said, I can't tell you what to do. And listen, very carefully, Christian, we cannot usurp the authority of the land. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to pass the laws that they're going to pass. We can pray that those laws be cast down. We can pray that they be changed. We can pray that they come under conviction. But when they pass a law, that's the law. Not hearing any amens. One, two. When they pass the law, that's the law. Peter said, you judge whether I should listen to you or listen to God. But I can't do anything other than what I've seen and what I've heard. We can, however, move in the authority of heaven. Which they did. Our authority in Christ gives us no right to attack the authority over us. We need to remain humble. We need to remain respectful. We need to stop the hate talk. We need to be respectful of authorities and move in the power of heaven. Christ is the one that vindicates us. He will set things right by His authority with those that need taken care of. She said, I got this. You just preach in my name. My question to you, have you seen and heard the Lord? If you have, just speak what you have heard and tell what you have seen. He'll take care of the rest. This hate-filled diatribe that's happening is ostracizing us from the very people that need what we have. They can't help it. They're deaf and dumb and blind, just like you and I were. Turn to somebody and say, I used to be deaf, dumb, and blind. And we didn't want to hear none of that God stuff. Don't tell me any of that God stuff. I don't want to hear anything. Well, what do you mean, Jesus? Jesus lived 2,000, if He was even... I mean, you came and talked to me, I'd set you in your place. But Jesus had mercy on my soul. 1 Corinthians 3:7 says, so then neither he who plants is anything nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. It's not about us. It's not about being right. Maybe it's because I got older, but I don't like to get in arguments. Either you agree with the Word. If you don't agree that the Bible is the Word of God, I can't argue with you anymore. I'm not going to try to convince you if you don't believe the Word of God's the Word of God. We have nothing to talk about. I'll pray for your soul, but we're not going to get in an argument. I'm not going to put somebody down for being blind. That'd be like beating somebody for tripping over a curb that can't see it. I need to pray that their eyes are open. And being let go, they formed a committee to come against the Pharisees and Sadducees. No, in verse 23, and being let go, they went to their companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, get them. Send disease, send affliction, send all kinds of stuff. Let's get a party together and come against the ruling class. What did they say? Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. They said, God, they gathered together against you, but they unknowingly obeyed you and crucified the Lord who died for the sins of the earth and took the sickness of the earth, and you and they glorified God. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. And get somebody in there that will listen to us. No, they didn't say that. Now look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. These guys were defeated before they even went out. The Sanhedrin, I mean. The power and the effectiveness of the church actually grew because of this incident. In fact, this was recognized by the church. They all knew that it was Christ that was challenged by Rome and the ruling council. Nothing can withstand God and His purposes that were in place from eternity past. The prayer after leaving the council was, you had to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Who is to be feared in all of this? What sinister plan will succeed? People say, well, if this happens, that'll happen. Who died and left you God? My God's a God of impossible. Amen. It doesn't matter what situations take place. The Sanhedrin was the ruling council, man. They were nobody to fuss with. But as we're going to see when we go through the book of Acts, they threw them in jail and they got out every time. Amen. They threw the disciples in jail and then they... Go get the disciples. We want to talk with them. They're not there anymore. The guards came and said, they're not there. What do you mean they're not there anymore? They're just not there. Where'd they go? We had guards standing there. We don't know where they're at. And then somebody runs in and goes, hey, those guys are in the temple preaching Jesus again. And they were going to kill them. They killed a couple of them. We haven't had anybody yet. Haven't had anybody said they'll kill us. Yet. Man, the power of God was there. Hey, man, come on. I love putting things in the first person. Get a chance to pick up my book. My book's available in the back. Pick up that book and give it to somebody that needs to hear. What I did was bring first person. Like, what was it like to be in the field and hearing the angels announce the birth of Christ? What was it like to be holding a baby and having it run through by a sword by a Roman soldier? What was it like to be the Roman soldier standing at the cross and looking up and realizing too late, this is none other than the Son of God? Put yourself in the first person in these guys. I mean, can you imagine being in jail? Being thrown in jail? And then the angel of the Lord just comes and opens the jail and says, hey, go back out to the temple and get back to work. Rest break is over. Can you imagine? Peter, my man Peter, tired, sleeping between guards, locked together with guards. The angel of the Lord has to kick him in his side to wake him up. Peter, wake up. Put yourself in the first person. Peter was so dumbfounded, he got all the way outside and still thought he was dreaming. That's the God that we serve, folks. That's the Jesus that we serve. The command of Christ to go in the power of God, and that power being displayed throughout the early church, set the precedent, character, and power of God that has never left. Amen. God answered by filling once again of the Holy Spirit. The place where they were shook. The Holy Spirit fell, and the place where they were praying shook under the power of God. It was God's imprimatur. It was God's power stamp that said, you are right in the middle of my will, man. Praise God. God got all excited. Why? Because He knew that this kingdom thing was here to stay. God established something that's here to stay. 2,000 and some years later, God's still as powerful as He was on that day. And He wants to use us, just like He did those guys. He wants to use it. So they call us up in front of the ruling council. got a few churches in the community that are saying God no longer works miracles. I've been praying. I get to run into some of that leadership by chance and pray for him and see him heal. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't think God heals? Let me pray for you. Come on, someone. This is not an hour to shrink back. It's an hour to stand. And I love, I'm not a guy that I see the glass half full. I'm glad all this stuff has fallen apart all around us. Because then it takes all the choices out. I can't count on that anymore. I can't count on that party anymore. I can't count on that person anymore. I can't count on insurance anymore. I can't count on this anymore. I got someone that you can count on. Jesus Christ. I got someone that never moves. He's always the same. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, someone. Praise God. Man, we are in the finest hour of the church.
Yes.
Everybody asking questions and we got the answers. Come on, someone.
Yeah.
We got the answer.
Amen.
It's not a pride thing. It's a fact.
Yeah.
I got the answer. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Love you all so much. I smell the turkey too. We're getting ready to go there. To the guys that made the communion, I'm very sorry. We'll take that next week. We'll do the communion next week. Is that okay? Right? I had another announcement. Oh, Tuesday. We're going to be here all day praying, fasting. If you can fast with me, please do that. All day, we're praying for the elections that God will have His way. And watch, we're going to get surprised at some of the things that will happen out of that day. God's got some surprises for us. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. Father, I thank you so much for my brothers and sisters. I thank you for this hour that we're alive in. Please give us the boldness and the grace, God, that you gave the disciples. Please give them give us, oh Father, the same boldness and courage and confidence in you that they had. We thank you for leading and guiding our footsteps. In Jesus' name, amen.